Right, okay, something really important is happening on Thursday of this week, but I'm not going to explain any of it because it gets kind of confusing. It involves two bands, a charity, and some very talented people from Fally Broom Academy. But first of all, we're going to go to Marcus. Marcus, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Right, give me a little bit of background of who you are and what's going on Thursday.
Well, we are the Clasley Maniacs and the Faction. We're going to be doing a charity pub gig at Nag's Head. We're basically going to be doing a bunch of Green Day songs, Nirvana songs, Oasis, all the punk rock, quite a lot of good stuff. We started doing charity busking about 3 months ago, was it? And it's really for a good cause. We really agree with the hospice's methods of helping their patients get through such a tough time, helping the families. We really just want to be a part of it and help out.
Okay, thanks, Marcus. Let's move on to, I'd say your partner in crime, but the person who's put this together with you. What's your name?
Matt.
Matt. So tell us a bit more about the busking side of things. Where were you doing it and all that kind of stuff, and why were you doing it?
We were doing it in front of PR Jones's jewellery shop in Macclesfield Town Centre, and I think we've raised about £1,300 by doing it just every week on a Saturday.
So whose idea was it then to put the two bands together? So I take it that you're in a band yourself and then Marcus in a separate band, or how does that all play out?
I'm in a band with Marcus, Tim and Tom.
Right, I'll come to Tim and Tom in a second. Right, okay. So what's your band then with Marcus, Tim and Tom?
They're the Clasley Maniacs.
Right, and the other band that's getting together?
And the other band is me, Marcus, Matthew and Stanford.
Right.
And we are the Faction.
You brought all these guys together, so the two bands are together. Why have you brought two bands together and not just done it with one band?
Well, just because I think they're all very talented musicians, and I think they all should have a chance to raise some money for charity. And
Let's come to some of the band members then. So let's have a name check with you first.
I am Matthew, but known as Bean to everybody.
Bean? Why yeah. Are you known as Bean?
Because it's my second name.
Oh, right.
He wears a beanie hat as well.
You wear a beanie hat?
Crazy. Ta-da.
Oh, brilliant. Yes. Right, so you play in what band?
I am the drummer for the Faction.
So are you excited about the Nag's Head gig then on Thursday night?
I'm more stressed out about it because I didn't realise it was so soon.
Oh, right. So how's the rehearsals been going then?
There's been rehearsals.
Oh, you don't know?
Yes.
So I take it you're just going to go on stage, drum away, and everybody's going to fall in line, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's the hope.
Right, so what sort of music? So we mentioned Green Day and a few other bands. So what other bands make you tick personally, being in the band?
We are performing, Green Day. There's Nirvana songs, a couple of Oasis numbers. Two songs by the White Stripes. We've also got a Queen number coming up. Not saying which one, though.
Oh, that'll be a surprise for everybody on the night, then.
Yes, go find out.
So who are your idols, anyway?
My idols are Trey Cool, the Green Day drummer, because he's a really good drummer, and I like what he does.
We'll move on to... Let's have a name check with you.
Stanford.
So what... all of this going on Thursday night, are you prepared, or like Bean? Can I call you Bean, is that right?
Yeah.
Like Bean, you're not so prepared.
Hopefully I'm prepared. We have done rehearsals. It's obviously harder to have rehearsals because some of the facilities here, they don't have drum kits. So they often start with cajons, which are like boxes. I think I'm ready.
Cool. What instrument do you play then?
I play the keyboard. I'm only doing a piano accompaniment for Matt when he's singing a song. Just me and piano and him on the vocals. So okay. I guess closest.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the same question. Who's your idols?
Green Day, I think, because they're really the first punk band that I knew. Because before I joined the band, I didn't really know much about punk. So it's really because of these guys that I actually know much more about punk and what a great genre it is, really.
Fantastic, thanks very much. Let's move on to the other guys now. Let's have a name check with you.
Tom.
Tom, and what band are you playing?
I'm the drummer in the Clasley Maniacs.
Okay, right, so give us just some of your thoughts about this charity gig that's happening on Thursday night. Are you nervous? Are you really excited for it? Everything that's going on emotionally with it?
I think I'm nervous, but more excited than nervous, and I think it's a great opportunity to raise money for charity.
Fantastic. Is this your first time playing in public in this kind of environment, in a pub environment?
Yes, I've done a couple of concerts at school before, but nothing public.
Right, and is this gig open to the public, do you know of?
Yes, it is.
Oh, brilliant. Let's move on to... What's your name?
My name's Tim.
And what band do you play in and what instrument do you play?
I am the keyboardist for the Klazomaniacs.
Okay, so again, same question to you. What do you think about everything that's going on Thursday night? Are you a bit overwhelmed, or are you taking everything in your stride and you're cool?
Yeah, I think I'm ready. We've done a fair amount of rehearsals. Yeah, it should be good.
Is there any number that you're playing that you're excited about performing?
I quite like doing I Predict a Riot by Kaiser Chiefs. That one's pretty fun. Yeah.
Do you have any keyboards in that?
In where?
In I Predict a Riot.
No, well, that's the thing, really. We have to just sort of... I just play the chords and then have to do some stuff with them, make them a bit more interesting.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Let's go back to the two guys that have put it all together, which is Marcus... And sorry again.
Matt,
sorry. A lot of names to remember. Right, we'll go back to Marcus. Marcus, so with the East Cheshire Hospice, what was their reaction when you approached them? Or do they not know? Is it a bit of a surprise for them?
Well, the first time that we handed a check-in, they were very happy to see us. They were really thankful. And it really just warmed our hearts, didn't it, Matt?
Yeah.
When we walked in, there was this woman, wasn't there? And she was saying thank you so many times.
Yeah.
Really, really made me happy.
And when you were doing the busking thing, Matt, was there any point that you just thought, hang on, this could be bigger and I want to do it bigger and better?
Well, yeah, and I think that's why we're doing the pub gig, because we want to raise even more money for them. And yeah, because it's such a great charity.
Fantastic. So let's just paint the picture then. So it's going to be Thursday night.
Yep.
It's at the Nag's Head. Where's the Nag's Head?
Opposite the train station.
Yep. Opposite the train station in Macclesfield Town Centre.
Mm-hmm.
At what time does it all kick in?
8 o'clock.
So listen, guys, all the best of luck with Thursday night. And I'm going to be there, because I'm going to record some of your best bits and play them out on the radio and put it on the website as well.